Using controlled burning to curb the spread of invasive plants. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Before you take on some risky task or project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process, what would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. There are multiple reasons for farmers and other landowners to burn off the grassy remnants of last year's pasture, according to Keith Harmony, a weed scientist at Kansas State University.
Some of the impacts that we see from any fire across the landscape is we control some invading species.
When Harmony says any fire, he's also referring to wildfires that may occur naturally or accidentally.
It's important for folks to know that there is a big difference between a prescribed burn and a wildfire burn. And just know that when producers are putting fire on the landscape for prescribed burns, that they're doing it under conditions that are more controllable and actually safe for themselves and for the general public versus a wildfire that comes through.
So, if you're driving through farm country and you see someone setting grasslands on fire, try not to be alarmed.
Hopefully, folks don't associate prescribed burning with wildfires because they are two very distinct and separate things. One is a great tool for us to use, and the other one is an unfortunate occurrence, but in the long term, there are some positive things that can come from wildfires as well.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.